Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting, but it was also stupid.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a great lineup of guests in store for you. We're going to be speaking to Diane Teagarden. She's going to tell us about budgeting on a dime. We're also going to speak to Fred Claridge. Fred is the head of the Certified Senior Guidance Association. Very important information for everyone. We're talking to Mark Brown. He and his wife have written a book called Sittercise, where you learn to exercise and stay fit while you're sitting down. We're also going to speak to Wendy Oliveris. She's the author of a book called Chess, where she uses chess to help empower women to succeed in business. And of course, we have Jason Dowd, our producer's Holly Weird Report. Very, very funny. And finally, we're going to talk to Amethyst Mahoney. She's going to tell us about charging your worth. Please stay tuned.
I have Diane Teagarden online. She's an author of three published books. She lives in Pasadena with her husband and her four cats. She's an environmental journalist since 2004. She's written about renewable energy in the Pasadena Star News, the Pasadena Weekly, the Solar Flare, the Feral Forest, Associated Content, now Yahoo Content, and the Examiner as a national sustainable energy columnist. Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Diane, tell us a little bit about the books that you've written. I know you've written like four books, haven't you?
Yes. The one that I just put out is called Budgeting on a Dime, 10 Steps to Financial Independence. And I wrote that because not only have I successfully run two businesses, construction businesses, but also, managed our own personal finances for many, many years. And so last year when I was thinking, what am I going to write about, I thought, well, this is something that, I have a lot of information on, and I'd like to pass it on to people.
So in other words, you don't have to have $1 million in the bank to start a business.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that, otherwise no businesses would ever be started,
And, I always found in my own career that every time I plunked huge amounts of money into something, it usually was the ones that didn't work, and the ones that I started with more of my wit and less cash, I did better with.
I think that's true, and most people don't have a whole bunch of money to just put into a business, but you can start small. One thing that kind of shocked people was our first business that my husband and I put together, we were going, of course, this is when we were younger, so that does have a lot to do with the energy level that you may or may not have, but we were both working full-time and then started the business on the side after hours and on Saturdays and whatnot, and I told him, we can manage with 70% of the income that we're making now, so when our business was bringing in approximately 70% of what we were making, we went ahead and left those jobs and jumped over to the other one. And again, that takes budgeting. That takes knowing where you can cut down and exactly how much money that you need.
That is true. And I think it's also important to do what you like and have a passion for what you're doing.
Critical. It's critical because it's long hours.
It is. So if you're doing something you hate, maybe you should look for something else.
And, it doesn't sustain you through because there are, highs and lows in every business. And at the beginning, when you're just dealing with a very few clients and you're really, living on a marginal income, if you're not doing what you're passionate about, you're going to just be miserable all the time.
I think that's so true. And I think you also have to realize, as you just said, that there are highs and lows in every business. And there are days that Macy's doesn't make money, but there are days they make a lot of money.
That's true.
I don't think there's any days that Walmart doesn't make a lot of money.
Well, that's a whole nother ball game.
It is.
For those of us who have businesses that fluctuate, for example, when we got into the solar industry, which was our second business, it was literally unheard of in California. And people were like, oh, you mean those little lanterns that you take out camping? And we're like, well, we're really talking about powering your house, but if you want a lantern, we'll sell you a lantern, So you have to start, you have to get through those hard times.
So is that what you did at that business? You were providing solar panels for people's swimming pools or whatever?
Well, the solar panels for swimming pools are actually heating the water, so that's a water heating. We're photovoltaic, which is transferring energy into light. So we were installing on homes and businesses and later, you know, larger construction projects to create electricity.
Very interesting. And you could create enough power to actually run a home?
Oh, sure. We're running our home now on electricity. And as a matter of fact, in the I'm in, you know, Pasadena, so that's
yes.
Southern California. So during the summer, our bill is approximately $70 per month.
Wow. And you're generating the rest of the power for free.
That's right.
And you're not in the desert. I mean, I'm familiar with Pasadena, and it does get warm, but it's not like you're in the desert like in Las Vegas or places like that.
That's true. That's true. But still, I mean, you know, because I'm just a baby about the heat. When on the hot days, you know, when it gets into the 90s and upwards, even when it's in the 80s, I'll turn the air conditioning on as early as, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'll run it until 6 or 7 at night. So I'm really drawing a lot of power, and, of course, I've got, you know, a modern house, so I've got a dishwasher, I've got a, you know, refrigerator, I've got a washer and dryer. So, you know, it's a full load that it's handling.
Very, very interesting. Now, you've written some other books. You've written a self-help divorce book for women.
Yes.
It seems to me like they do pretty well themselves.
Well, you know, that's actually a myth that's out there, that women become rich by divorcing men and taking all their money. In the media, they're going to, of course, look at the high-profile couples, and those women do sometimes get large settlements. But I'm talking about the common woman,
right.
People that I was, you know, meeting after I became divorced the first time. And they were, you know, poor, with children, living on the poverty line, because it's very easy for men to get out of child support. I mean, the courts can award child support left, right, and sideways, but if the guy moves out of state, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, you know, there are some tragic stories, and I'm making light of it, which I really shouldn't do. I know I've been through the mill a few times. I have kind of a system that the way, as I get older, I just marry younger women.
And that seems like the way.
And the one I have now, I think I'm going to keep, because if I change that, then I'm going to have to marry a teenager, and you know, if I marry a 12-year-old, that's going to create all kinds of problems with acne.
Yeah, you won't even be able to talk to her because she'll be speaking in abbreviations. So.
No, I have enough trouble with that now. And well, what other books have you written? You've written four.
Yeah, the other one is a full-length science fiction novel. Which actually has renewable energy as the way the future world is powered, which is OTEC, Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion. So that it sounds like science fiction, but it is actually something that is being used in some places around the world. Not that much because...
Now, what is that, using the power of waves to generate electricity?
No, that's wave energy conversion, which is another type of ocean energy. But OTEC is actually the conversion of the very cold water that's pumped up from deep in the ocean, and as it travels to the surface, it becomes heated. More, you know, it's much, much warmer than it is where they pump it from. And in that, they have an electrical conversion, which they then, you know, by transfer, they send it inland, and it only works for, you know, people right on the coast. So it's not highly used because it's very expensive to install and maintain, and it's usually used in very rocky places like
I see.
Off the coast of Scotland and places like that.
You know, I have a very interesting little jacuzzi that I have in my house. It stays, I keep it at about 102, which is good, but it has no heater in it.
And how is it heated?
It's heated by kinetic energy, I believe, and it goes, the water is pumped from a little pipe to a big pipe to a little pipe to a big pipe back to the little pipe, and that motion and the kinetic energy, I guess, heats the water, and it heats at about 1 degree an hour, and, you know, I keep it hot now, but I keep it at 102 with no heater.
See, that's the type of thing that renewable energy is really
talking
about.
That's what I was talking about.
Right.
Very, very interesting. Diane, can you tell people how to get your books and how to learn more about you?
The best way is to go to my website, which has links to all the places where I have the books for sale, and that's at www.firewalkerpublications.com.
Okay, so if you all didn't hear that, it's www.firewalkerpublications.com. Publications with an S, right?
correct.
Publications.com. Diane, you were very interesting to speak to, and I really like the things that you're talking about. I don't know if I like the women divorce part, but the rest of it I like.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. We have a great guest online, a man that I have ultimate respect for, that I've known for many, many years, and I implicitly trust him, and so can you. We're going to be speaking to Fred Claridge. Fred is director of the Certified Senior Guidance Association. He is the only true advocate I know for senior citizens and for senior rights. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Stuart. I wanted to be and look forward to be on your show for a long, long time. You're really getting up there now in the ratings.
Well, thank you very much. Fred, tell everybody what the Certified Senior Guidance Association does and what you do to help people.
Great. Our mission statement is very simple. It's to protect senior citizens as, one, a senior advocacy association, and we'll be discussing that a little bit, and two, as a business rating agency. In other words, we provide something known as a gold seal. And when you see a retailer or a financial planner, somebody else displaying that, you should be a step up in knowing you're dealing with somebody who has agreed to a whole list of ethics and ways that they will go out of their way to treat senior citizens. And by the way, treat anybody that walks into their business.
And unlike ARP, who sells insurance and makes a lot of money, whether they're nonprofit or not, these businesses that you recommend, you're not getting paid anything.
We do charge a registration fee, which is under $100, and that's just to cover the
expenses. You're not getting commission for what people spend.
Oh no! We're not an insurance salesperson. We didn't sell out when the Affordable Care Act was starting. As a matter of fact, we recommended against it, and I don't want to get political. We cut through political.
No, please
lines.
Get political. It's okay.
You know, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, or what it is. We want what's best for seniors. And most societies that function best are societies that take care of their elderly. This is something that if you believe in the Bible, it gets back to biblical proportions. And if you believe in humanity, it gets back to that. This crosses racial lines, religious lines, everything. You have to take care of your parents. As I say,
at our ages, Fred, I definitely believe in that.
And the other thing is that at some point you will become a parent, and if things work out in your life, and I hope that it does for everybody that's listening, you're going to become like me, a 71-year-old person as well, and you're going to be worried about your children. We don't want to take your money when you're 21 years old. We don't want you paying $400 or $500 a month for your medical insurance when you're perfectly healthy, nor do we want to fine you if you don't get health insurance at a younger age. So, again, what we're trying to do, and what we are doing in every regard, is what's best for seniors, and what's best for seniors is really best for the entire economy.
I would say so. And you had mentioned before, when we were talking privately, that the tremendous amount of wealth that's controlled by senior citizens,
hear. You hit it right there. Again, seniors, and you might know us better as boomers, or I don't know what else you know us as. You might know us as old farts, too, but please don't use that kind of word. We control about $40 trillion in assets. I control 1/1,000,000th of that.
Me too.
But that represents 67% of the nation's wealth. We as a group spend over $2.5 trillion a year on consumer goods and services. And anybody who watches the stock market, and anybody, you know, all of you, my younger friends out there, and again, what we're talking about today, even though we're a senior organization, if we're trying to prevent fraud, if we're working on things for healthcare, that affects you too, whether you pay for it or whether you get sick. It's going to affect you. So don't tune out because we use the word senior. I know when I was a kid, I never wanted to hear that word. And I looked the other way, and like everyone else, I said, I'll be dead at 40, and thank God I'm not.
So if you don't have to be just an alta cocker like you, Fred, this is applicable for everybody at all ages.
As a matter of fact, you know, I had something that what I thought was funny. I went and had my eyes dilated today.
Yeah.
And this resulted from a recent trip. I noticed that two, three times when I was driving, I was yelling, I was putting on a window and yelling at people, if you don't like the way I drive, get off the sidewalk.
So, that's good, Fred.
And we do have senses of humor.
So tell me, your website, Certified Senior Guidance Association, can you tell everyone how to reach you and how to
Absolutely.
See more?
Absolutely. That is the most important thing. There is no cost. You want to go to certifiedsenior.com. If you remember nothing else today, it's certifiedsenior.com. The reason that you as an individual want to go on the website is that we have various fraud centers. We have notifications of how to get a hold of Social Security, how to get a hold of Medicare, how to get a hold of the FBI. You can get the Federal Trade Commission, how to avoid scams, this, that, and the other. There's so much on there, you really could spend a lot of time. And the one thing you won't find on there or anybody selling you car insurance, health insurance.
Right. Now, Fred, you know, tell everybody a little bit about you, because, I mean, even though you're doing a phenomenal job as director of this fine organization, you've had pretty extensive business background yourself.
Oh, yeah. As far as charity, I was the chairman of the board of a nonprofit in Los Angeles called ICANN Associates, which was the Interagency Council on Child Abuse and Neglect. And that was started by a woman named Christina Crawford Coons. Christina Crawford was Mommy Dearest. And there were a lot of actors and actresses that were in it who had felt that they had gone through child abuse. We supported multiple homes for women who were battered, children that had to get away in a place at that time called McLaren Hall. So I do have that background as far as working with nonprofits and charities that help people. And I believe that just like children, seniors also have a place in our hearts. And, you know, it's from one end of the cradle to grave, as they say. I spent 20 years working as a vice president and commercial lender in Southern California and have basically seen everything. I also had the pleasure of working for a nonprofit called Community Housing and Development.
That's right. Fred and I worked together in that organization, and I think we provided over $100 million in down payment assistance to poor people.
But what was most incredible about our experience there is with the over $100 million that transpired, not one penny was ever missing or not spent. Every dollar that was donated, a dollar went out.
I know that we don't even donated office space in that charity. Every dime that went into that charity was given away.
I don't think anybody can come up with a record like that. I mean, it was just an absolute incredible record. We take great pride at a time, and Stuart and I talk about it every once in a while, at Stuart's expertise. I still believe that home ownership, in spite of what anyone says, is the greatest thing that we have in America. If nothing, and I have it now, I pay. My house is not appreciated. I live in Las Vegas. I bought this house for $160,000. It's probably worth $160,000. But the difference is it's paid off. Over 30 years, I couldn't have saved $160,000. So, again, it's another subject, and I'm getting into Stuart's area. But I will tell you, as youngsters, buy a house. I don't care what anyone says. Don't listen to the experts. They're not experts.
But buy what you can afford. You know, if it's a starter house, it's a starter house.
Area,
don't look for the mansion on the hill if you can't afford it.
Of course. But among the things that we have fought for, and very successfully as an organization, is saving Social Security. That's on our website. Again, the website certifiedsenior.com. We are very strong advocates for Medicare and the preservation of Medicare. We do believe that these are like insurances, that we have funded and the government has funded, and we believe that seniors are entitled to many of these types of things, unlike some of the unfunded mandates that are in Obamacare. And by the way,
you mean you're not entitled to your free cell phone? Obama's not going to give you a cell phone?
He didn't?
No, I didn't get one either.
No. Again, there were some very good things in Obamacare that had to be done, but I think they might have gotten done some other way. And that was basically be able to get insurance, because I remember when I turned 60, my insurance went from $300 to $900 a month. But what got even better is that I was dropped out of the insurance altogether and couldn't get insurance. So, I mean, there are things in the medical system that do need
no question, but I think they are going about it the wrong way.
Completely the wrong way. But again, on certified senior, we need everybody's help. We need the people that are out there that have businesses. If you have a small business and you really want to deal with senior citizens, get that seal. As I say, it's a $99, or I think it's I know it's under $100 to apply for and qualify for the seal. And
I think really does need that if you're in business, especially if you're dealing with senior citizens or anybody for that matter. Fred, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Folks, we've been speaking to Fred Claridge, head of the Certified Senior Guidance Association, and you can visit him at certifiedsenior.com. Fred, thanks so much for being on the show.
Don't walk on the sidewalk.
No, not if Fred's driving.
Not when I'm driving.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Stuart, so much also.
A pleasure.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I have Mark Brown on the line. He and his wife, Kathy, have written a book, and they really have the answer to the curing this obesity epidemic. Mark, welcome to the show.
Stuart, it's so great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on.
It is my pleasure, Mark. Tell me, obesity really is an epidemic, isn't it? In fact, they've, I think, labeled it a disease today.
Yeah, they just started doing that, Stuart. You know, one of the great things that we found out about this is that, you know, in 1970, when this aerobic movement started, Americans were only 23% overweight. But since then, they're predicting that by 2015, we're going to be 75% overweight.
That's really horrible. Amazing. I mean, aside from being unhealthy, it's pretty ugly looking at
it. Well, you said that, Stuart, not me. You can get those
so what you're saying is sitting on your chair, sitting on your butt on your chair, is going to make your butt a lot bigger.
Yeah, well, you know, the amazing thing about our program is called Sit-A-Size. And our model is any place you sit is a place to get healthy and sit. One thing that the Center for Disease Control says, Stuart, is that Americans sit between 9 to 15 hours per day. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And when they're not doing that, they're lying on the couch watching television.
That's right. Eating potato chips. Exactly right. But see, the other part that's amazing that the Center for Disease Control said is that 80% of all Americans do not work out. We're not going to work out. So, you know, that's why we created Sit-A-Size. We said, you know what, if they're going to be on that couch, like you said, that chair for all those hours, 9 to 15 hours, why don't we find a fitness program and an exercise program that can meet them right where they're at?
That's really a good idea. I remember seeing something in one of the catalogs. It was like a treadmill that you put under your desk.
Oh, yeah, you know, and those are very nice, Stuart, but the only problem with those, we sell those, but the only problem with them is that most Americans can't afford $800 to $900 for that treadmill.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
That's a lot of money. Plus, we sell stand-up desks as well, but again, those are $300 to $400. But with our Sit-A-Size program, Stuart, the great thing about it, you can do it any place, anywhere, at any time, and allows you to burn up a lot of calories very quickly and very fast.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So when you're just sitting there doing your work or watching television, if you follow your program, you can actually be exercising and losing weight.
Well, exactly. See, it's based on the science called inactivity physiology. And what they found out is that when you sit or inactive, what it does, your body produces an enzyme called lipase, the only fat-melting enzyme in the body. When you're sitting or inactive, Stuart, you know what happens?
No, tell me.
That fat enzyme, the production of it goes, that fat burn enzyme, the production of it goes down to zero. But now when you stand and you move around, the enzyme goes up, the production of the enzyme goes up to 100%. Now you're burning fat just by moving around and standing up. Isn't that amazing?
It is, and you don't have to do heavy-duty exercise at a gym.
Oh, sir.
That's amazing. Now, there are a lot of disease, a lot of risks and other side effects, of course, to obesity, like diabetes, heart disease. Can you tell us about the danger of obesity?
Well, you know, the amazing thing about it, Stuart, is that I did a program for a Trinity Broadcasting Network. We went into a worldwide broadcast, covered 102 million homes in America. And
wow.
One of the things that I talked about was active belly fat. And people don't realize, everybody thinks, you know, this belly fat is on me and I'll get rid of it anytime I want to. Whenever I decide to get rid of it, I'm going to get rid of it. But you know, Stuart, that belly fat is sitting there saying, you know what, no, I'm going to get rid of you too, see, because it's active. And it causes cancers, it causes diabetes, causes heart disease, causes high blood pressure, deep vein thrombosis, a lot of problems like that that people don't understand. They just think that fat is just sitting there doing nothing. But no, that fat is active.
Killing
you. It's
killing you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, I know we're... What is the percentage of obesity, do you know, in this country?
What they're saying is that... And again, this is one particular statistic. They say 47 million Americans have what's called metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of obesity, diabetes, and also heart disease. So, you know, we're looking at it now from the standpoint of almost three-quarters of Americans are almost overweight now. They're talking about by 2015, 75% of us will be. And the thing that's so sad, Stuart, is that our children, you know, those 50 million school kids that we have in school, right now they're at a situation where they're having almost an 18 to 19% rate of obesity.
That's terrible. It really is terrible.
Yeah.
And I think that's happening in most countries in this world. I mean, certainly we have this epidemic, but it's in Europe and Germany.
Yes, sir.
And European countries. Mexico, I hear, just overtook us in the obesity game.
that's not a great win to have, is it?
It is. And, you know, thinking about it, not only are we fighting the Chinese in commerce and in trade,
yes.
They eat rice and move around a lot. They're probably going to beat us in the health area, too.
Well, you know what I think, though, if we just start to realize that one of the problems that we really have, Stuart, is that we've eliminated a lot of the what's called non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or the non-exercise movements, from our life. You know, when I was growing up, Stuart, I'll be 61 in August. And when I was growing up, when I was a kid, we when we got a present, it was normally a baseball, or it was a bat, or it was football. You know, stuff like that. Girls got jump ropes, and they got chalk to play hopscotch. We never stayed inside, Stuart.
Yeah, I'm from the same era as you. You're right. Now all they do is just exercise the fingers on a...
That's all it is, Stuart.
...on a little pad.
That's right. Remember when we were growing up, Stuart, they say, your mother would tell you, I want you to go outside, and I want you to work up an appetite, then come back in.
That's right.
Now,
that's
you know,
right.
They're sitting there eating while they're sitting there playing those games. We got to get them right where they're at. So that's why we made Cinecide. So even if you're playing video games, you can still do Cinecide. When you're in school, and every school kid needs this, Stuart, because they sit there in school between, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours a day, and then they go sit on those, you know, video games, and they get on a social network, and they're using too much time just idly sitting.
And doing no exercise.
We got to stop that.
Mark, that's fascinating. Can you tell us how to get hold of Cinecide and your book and how to learn more about this? Because I think everybody would be very interested in this.
Yeah, we have a website, Stuart. It's www.sitacise.com. That's www.sitacise.com. That's Cinecide.com. Also, we're produced by Amazon.com, so you can get our books and our videos and our tapes, you know, our CDs all over the world. We got three different CDs that Cinecide has produced. Also, Amazon just released one of our seminars that's going to be that's on CD as well. So you can get that as well from Amazon.com or from our www.cinecide.com website. Either
well,
one.
I think it's amazing. And as we said in the beginning, this is life-saving. Everybody
yes,
should
sir.
Really take a look at this. Citacise.com, C-I-T-A-C-I-S-E. And again, we're talking to Mark Brown.
S-I-T-A-C-I-S-E. S-I-T-A-C-I-S-E.
S-I-T-A-C-I-S-E, right, .com.
Yes.
And we're talking to Mark Brown, and he and his wife, Kathy, have developed this program, and it's going to save people's lives and certainly make them look a lot better, because I just hate looking at a big, fat, ugly butt. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, Stuart, it's been my pleasure. And again, remember, any place you're sick is a place to get healthy and fit. Get set aside.
Thank you, my friend.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I have Wendy Oliveras on the line, and Wendy is an author, an entrepreneur, and she's the author of a book, Let's Play Chess, which I think is a play on the words of women, she, and chess. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with this. I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, thank you. Well, Let's Play Chess is a very unique and inspirational book, which is basically dedicated to women of all ages and backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
It helps to raise awareness of the importance of self-improvement, building your confidence level, and believing in your abilities, as well as becoming a better problem solver, thinker, and strategist in your personal and professional life.
Does it do anything to help them drive better?
Absolutely.
That was a joke. No, but I mean, no, seriously, I mean, women are equal, and or maybe even better in many cases.
Yes.
And they haven't...
Well, I think...
Yes, go ahead.
You know, the book, the reason why it's dedicated to women is because there's only 3% of women playing chess, competing professionally in chess worldwide. And I think that we, the rest of us women, are not taking advantage of the skills and the rewards and benefits of playing chess.
I know. It's a very hard game. I mean, I played it as a kid, and every once in a while I'll play it. I was not very good at it. You were kind of a professional, weren't you?
Well, not a professional in that sense. I mean, my father taught me to play chess when I was 14. So for the past 35 years, I've been playing chess just for fun, but very consistently all of these years. And I attest to the fact that I am who I am because I am a chess player. How I think and how I analyze things in my life, how I strategize my next moves, whether on a personal level or in my business development goal.
That's very interesting. I mean, chess certainly requires you to think ahead and to plan ahead.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the true skill sets that you develop in playing chess are relative to cognitive skills, such as critical thinking, logical reasoning, spatial visualization. And there's always that element of change that occurs. So you become more confident in your abilities, but simultaneously you're learning to develop tactics, anticipate your opponent's next move, while you plan your own move.
And I think whether you're a man or woman, I certainly think that playing chess and learning to play chess is going to teach you to think better, as you say, and to
of course,
plan ahead.
Of course.
Now, tell me,
and it's important.
You have you're a CEO of Oliveras & Company. You're a legal search firm, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about...
For the past 12 and a half years.
Tell me a little bit about that company.
Well,
Well, basically, in 2001, I had founded a full-service legal search firm, and I specialize in the recruitment of intellectual property attorneys, patent, trademarks, copyright. And the reason for that is because I was a patent power legal 19 years in New York. Yeah.
So this is not just limited to women. I mean, you deal with everyone.
Absolutely.
So you'll place males as well as females.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I was just trying to say, you're not one of those bra burners.
No, absolutely not. Actually, this book, and that's an interesting point you're making. I've been asked if this was a feminist book, and you know, I think what's important to note is my goal is just simply to empower women through chess. I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm not trying to make this a gender war.
Okay.
This is basically to inspire women to start taking advantage of this logical game, because the skill sets that you will be developing will help you to become better thinkers and problem solvers in your own life.
But also, if you're a man, it can certainly help you too. I mean, everyone should read this book.
Absolutely.
I myself, absolutely, being a lesbian, I kind of fit in both ways. Sorry.
Talk about throwing a monkey wrench, right?
No, but it sounds very, very fascinating. So, in other words, you're teaching people the importance, again, of learning chess and learning to strategize and to think ahead, and that will help you succeed in all your business. And you're really helping women who have not had have really tried this before. I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think, you know, historically, society has dominated that men, that the game is for men.
Well, but then there's no reason it should be.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that. And so women have kind of shied away from it because they think that, it's too intellectual for them, or it's too boring.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's a very stimulating, important, good game. It really is a good game. Certainly better than these computer games.
It's a wonderful game.
Can you tell us how to get your book, Wendy?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell the folks how to read your book and how to find it?
Oh, absolutely. The book is available online worldwide at playchess.com. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble. It's actually being sold at Barnes & Noble in New York, in four stores in New York.
Again, if everybody didn't get that website, it's playchess.com, PlaySheess. That's a cute name. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I think we've all learned a lot, whether you're a man or a woman. This book is going to help you, and it's going to teach you what you need to know. And maybe you get good enough, you can beat Big Blue. Didn't Bobby Fischer beat Big Blue? I'm trying to remember that. Somebody did recently.
I teach that it's not about winning or losing. It's about how you play your game.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Wendy.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, buyyourtimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME. Stay tuned for our weekly segment with Jason Dowd, presenting his Holly Weird Report.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Where any other boy or young man Welcome to another edition of This Hollyweird Report and Strange News from Around the World. I plan on making you scratch your head in disbelief with what I got for you this week, folks. I'm Jason Dowd, your captain into this week's Inner Weird Tour, so strap on your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy ride. First, we say goodbye to Dennis Farina, best known for his role on Law & Order. He died from a blood clot in his lungs. He was 69 years old. Our condolences go out to his family and his friends and his co-workers at Law & Order. He will be missed. But now, let me give you some good news. Prince William and Duchess Kate Middleton had their first royal baby since Prince Harry was born to Princess Diana. We send out to the royal family our congratulations on the birth of their new son. They haven't picked a name for him yet. They want to take their time in doing so, and I can understand that. But honestly, folks, what is a royal birth without some royal craziness? It seems that after they announced the baby as being a son, Twitter is blowing up with people saying that it isn't a boy. It has to make up its own mind what gender it is. They are upset that the baby was announced as a boy because they say that we can't choose what gender we are until we are older. This is a pro-LGBT push to ensure that the baby has the right to choose what gender it wants to be when it grows up, despite its physical gender. Most are hoping that the prince will turn out to be a beautiful princess. I feel I'm a pretty good judge of character, people. Honestly, I do. But man, was I off with this one. Move over Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan. We have a new nutjob emerging. This train wreck is known as Amanda Bynes. The Nickelodeon star who left to make movies like What a Girl Wants, Sydney White, and others started out great in her career, and that's why I really thought she was different. Wrong. She's been the topic of many controversies lately, and now she's in hot water again. It appears Amanda was institutionalized with an involuntary psychiatric hold for a minimum of 72 hours after starting a fire in a residential neighborhood, just an hour outside of Los Angeles. This past Sunday, Bynes was accused of trespassing also at a retirement home. She stated that she was trying to visit a relative, but was escorted off the property for her bizarre behavior. August 26, 2013, Bynes will appear in court for reckless endangerment, tampering with evidence, and in possession of marijuana, which he was arrested for in May of this year. Bynes has since been seen in semi-nude photographs, which he's tweeted all over the world, wearing strange wigs and hard partying. This train wreck has left the station and it's on a crash course with one of the tallest and steepest cliffs I've ever seen if she doesn't get the help. We do hope Amanda finds the help that she needs because if not, she's got some great company with Spears and Lohan. Hey, they always come in threes anyways, right? And they always walk in a pack. In other Hollyweird news, 73-year-old Tina Turner marries her longtime partner and music producer Erwin Bach, 57 years old, on Lake Zurich in Switzerland. Turner wore a non-traditional wedding dress. And it wasn't white, folks. Instead, it was green, made by Giorgio Armani, which symbolizes balance and harmony in conjunction with her Buddhist traditions that she's adopted. Attendees also took part in pre-traditional Buddhist rituals. Those attended were Oprah, David Bowie, Bryan Adams, Sade, and Giorgio Armani. This is a far cry from Ike Turner. She definitely needed balance and harmony in her life after that nut job. I guarantee you that. We wish her all the best on her long and happy marriage. And now, I really want to bring you guys some strange news from around the world, and this stuff is strange. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Christina Brown attacked her 72-year-old neighbor after accusing him of telling her dark secret to the world. Are you ready for it? It's juicy. Okay, here it is. She thought he told her dark secret of having sex with her male cat. What? I mean, first of all, how is that even possible? Anyway, Elmer Morrison was confronted by Brown as she stood at the fence between their two houses. Brown took out a blade and said, "Do you want to die?" Police asked her why she did it, and her response was, "I had sex with my cat, and now everyone knows." The retired salesman Morrison insisted he didn't know anything about it, but he does now. Michelle, here's a tip for you. What happens in your bedroom should stay in your bedroom. It's appalling to know that you made that cat do the walk of shame from your bedroom that night. I mean, what turned you onto it? Was it his whiskers? Or maybe his extra long tail? Maybe you felt extra love with the way that you made him purr when you held him close. Okay, this is getting out of control. Control yourself, Jason. Good Lord. Okay, I'll end with this. You can't choose who you fall in love with, and she made that very clear. So now let me bring you on to some of the world's dumbest criminals. Suzanne Basham, 47 years old, was none too pleased when her blow she bought that night was actually granulated sugar. The Springfield, Missouri woman was not going to be ripped off, so she did the only thing an upstanding citizen would do. She called the police to report her dealer. Really? She told the cops the dealer stole from her, saying that she paid $40 for some crack and instead she got 40 cents worth of sugar. Candy is dandy, folks. She then insisted that they bust him and wanted a full refund, a full and prompt refund, let me rephrase that, of her money. The cops go to the home and talk to the residents, who adamantly said that they don't sell crack and they don't know who this woman is. Did you expect anything else? They refused the cops the right to enter and search the home, so they had no choice but to bust Basham, which shocked the woman. However, she did admit to buying crack. They arrested her for possession of the drug paraphernalia after they discovered the crack pipe she had on her. They can't bust her for the sugar. Well, in the end, she won't get a crack high, but she will get a sugar rush, for sure. And here's tips for you druggies out there. If a drug dealer rips you off, walk away. Just look at who you're dealing with. I mean, they're criminals themselves. If you decide to turn them into the cops, don't admit you bought drugs from them, folks. Come on. Say you saw them selling drugs and you want to report it. You won't get a refund, but you won't end up being a rat in a cage, I'll guarantee you that. And I think that's worth the money that you lost. Well, that's all the strange news I can handle for today. Tune in next week for another dose of stupid. Till then, enjoy your star of fame and don't create your star of shame, because I have no problem exploiting it. Till next time, folks. That's all,
folks, welcome back to the show. I've got a great guest on the line. We're going to be speaking to Amethyst Mahoney. She helps holistic small business owners who struggle to find clients and feel overwhelmed in their business. She helps them attract more clients and bring their spiritual gifts to the world without burning out. Welcome, Amethyst.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you on the show. You can call me by my real name, Cubic Zirconium Venner. That's a joke. Yeah, but just tell me about what you do. Let's let everybody know a little more about it, because it sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, well, I figured out when I was really, really young, I grew up in a really poor area, even though I was born in the United States, and I was going around selling calendars and Girl Scout cookies and all of those things, and I kept seeing all this money just kind of go by me. And when I was about 12 years old, I realized that owning your business is just the best way to raise yourself out of, you know, whatever situation you may be in.
Well, I can agree with you there. I could never really work for anyone myself.
Right. I say nowadays, I say that I'm unemployable, and that's a good thing, because I really don't want any of the bosses that I've had in the past.
Can well relate to that. And
yeah.
And tell us more, please.
So what I did over the years is I started making up my own businesses, things that I like to do and, you know, things that I had really good experience with. I was actually trained to be a psychologist, and I did that for over a decade, but, you know, I did it on my own as well. And I was always kind of looking at, you know, there were a lot of people in business for themselves, and especially in the spiritual community. I did tarot readings. I still do things like that, and I work with a lot of tarot readers and Reiki healers and energy workers and life coaches.
Very interesting. And I might interrupt you for a second. Folks,
sure.
Out there, Amethyst has quite an education. She has two master's degrees and a PhD, so we're dealing with a pretty intelligent, educated lady. Please, go ahead.
I do, yeah. And I went back for my second master's degree. It was a hard science degree, because I wanted to make sure I had that hard science background, not just the metaphysical woo-woo.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was really deep into that community, and what I've noticed is that a lot of the people who are out there trying to help other people, you know, spiritually and, you know, we just with 2012 and everything, we've kind of come to this new place. Just everyone all over the world seems really interested again in spirituality and what's going to happen next and those kinds of things. But what I noticed was all of those people, you know, a lot of them can't even pay their rent.
There's not a lot of money, in spiritualism, typically.
Well, there is, but you have to know how to do it. And
okay. That's
what I teach people. So instead of worrying about, you know, someone coming to a metaphysical fair and giving you $15 for a reading, or, you know, setting up an appointment with you for $30 or $40 for an hour, there's actually a lot better steps that you can take to help them go a lot deeper and a lot further and make a lot more transformation, and also make a lot more money in your own life, so that you know, you can travel and help more people.
That is really good. So you, not only are you helping them, you're helping them in the long term.
Right. And, what I noticed was a lot of times, you know, people who come to readers who only charge $10 or $15 an hour or for a small reading, they just want validation, and they don't really want to make changes in their lives.
Well, are you talking about fortune telling or actually helping them with their psychological issues?
Both.
Both.
I mean, I do spiritual tarot counseling, too, and I know a lot of people who do. So the people that I know don't use tarot and energy work and things like that to just predict your future.
You're not a gypsy, are you?
No. No, but I sure would like to dress like one sometimes. It's so sparkly.
Do you have a crystal ball?
I have one that was given to me as a gag gift, because we make jokes about that.
Well, I have my magic 8-ball, so whenever I have a question, I just shake it, and it tells me what I need to do.
That's his outlook not so clear. Try again later. But, you know, when you're looking at helping people, there are a lot of people. If you aren't charging a lot, you're gonna attract clients who are looking for that. Who are looking for that fortune-telling type of piece. And, you know, the people who I know, they really want to do deep work with people. And so when you actually start charging your value and start charging for results, you're able to help people out of that kind of mentality into taking charge of their life.
I think that's wonderful. Can you really tell the future?
I can tell you the most likely future if you continue to make the same choices that you're making right now.
Well, yeah, if you do the same dumb things, you're going to end up having a dumb future.
But what I really like to work with people on is, you know, if that's not the path that you want to be on, and most likely it's not because you're coming to me, that let's look at where we can make a different choice. Where can you make a different decision, and what is that going to look like so we can start building the future that you really want step by step?
That sounds really good. Amethyst, can you tell everyone how they can learn more about you? And I know you have some books available. How can they find out more about what you're doing?
I'm at www.amethystmahoney.com. It's just my name. And I'm actually doing a free webinar right now on how to unlock your purpose and get paid to do what you love. So
that sounds really good. So everybody, if you didn't get that, it's amethystmahoney.com, AmethystMahoney.com. Amethyst, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed this week's show. This is Cubic Zirconium Venner asking you to please come back next week. We've got a great lineup of guests in store, and I think it's going to be a show you're really going to like. Thanks again for listening.
I let myself.
Aren't you ashamed?